Ohio Governor John Kasich says he's not giving up on expanding Medicaid.
It'll either be in the budget or it'll be later, but I just want to make it clear. I will not give up this fight till we get this done, period, exclamation point. I've pleaded, I've argued, I've presented. It's what it is in this business. So I'm not going to give this up. I will not. I don't care how long it takes. Hopefully it'll be sooner rather than longer. I'm going to do my best.
The governor proposes expanding Medicaid in the budget so that 275,000 low-income working Ohioans will be covered under the new federal Affordable Care Act. Kasich notes the way hospitals will be reimbursed will change under the new plan, and he says expanding Medicaid will ensure Ohio's hospitals and low-income residents will get the maximum amount they can for medical care. But leaders of the Republican-dominated General Assembly will not allow a vote on Medicare expansion as a standalone bill, at least at this point. And they won't include outright expansion as part of the budget in either the House or the Senate. Mike Ditto is a spokesman for Ohio House Speaker Bill Batchelder.
We have two very complex, very labor-intensive bills that are going to require a lot of work by the members of the House and the Senate. This legislation, either one that the caucuses are going to look at, will not be able to be completed by the time we adjourn for the summer here, just in a week or so.
One of the bills lawmakers are looking at would expand Medicaid to cover Ohioans earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. Its sponsor, Republican Representative Barbara Sears, says she put safeguards in place to make sure the federal government doesn't leave Ohio holding the bill for the extended coverage in the future. And she says her plan would allow the state to make improvements to the Medicaid program.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to refocus our eligibility guidelines in our Medicaid program to allow us to look at Ohioans working poor and provide hope for a healthier and more successful Ohio.
Another bill lawmakers are considering has more sponsors at this point, and it is bipartisan, but it doesn't expand Medicaid to the working poor. It focuses on making reforms to the Medicaid program to make it more efficient and to help low-income Ohioans get out of poverty. House Finance Committee Chair Ron Amstutz, a sponsor of this bill, says it's considered to be a work in progress.
It's a good bill. It has literally pieces and parts that came from each of the members of the working group, I believe.
Mike Ditto says House Speaker Batchelder isn't opposed to coming back in the coming months to pass some sort of Medicaid plan. In the meantime, however, backers of expansion say time is of the essence. They point out something needs to be in place soon so that Ohio can get federal dollars it needs in January. Governor Kasich says he wants to see politicians put politics aside and do something soon to deal with the problem.
This is not a support of Obamacare. This is a support of helping our communities, our healthcare systems, the poor, the disabled, the addicted, and the mentally ill.
Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.